This goes to Rebecca B, like boy, O, E, N, like November, S, C, H. Fax is 989-321-4085. And this is the Saginaw Veterans Administration. The patient is William Wedel, W-E-D-E-L. Date of birth 2/14 of 1966. Dear Rebecca, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Wedel with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was January 27th of this year. He has had left shoulder surgery to correct biceps tendon problem and a rotator cuff problem this year in February. That's healing well. He has had a history of stroke, and he's got severe weakness on the left side. But that seems to be getting better, and he's getting stronger with routine exercises. Today he's feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, he is on continuous glucose monitor, a Freestyle Libre. He gets Lantus 54 units daily and then regular insulin to scale with meals. Also, Indral long-acting 60 milligram daily. Protonix Zetia, Norvasc is 2.5 milligram daily, Desiril 100 milligram at bedtime, Flomax, Lipitor, Flexeril, and aspirin 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 173 pounds, and that's a 4 pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse is 80, and blood pressure in the right forearm, large adult cuff is 150 over 80. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Most recent labs we have are from November 1st of 2024, and the creatinine was 2.61, so estimated GFR 25. His sodium 141, potassium is 5.3, and he generally runs mildly high. Carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4.3, calcium is 10.03, hemoglobin 13.5, normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential also. Hemoglobin A1C was 8.3. Assessment and plan, one, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. The patient needs to have labs done monthly. It would be, he will do it if he can get this done in Elma. He won't be doing it at the Saginaw Veterans Administration, as that is too far to drive to get labs for him. Please authorize him to have lab studies done monthly in the Elma Hospital. We would need an authorization, though, before that can be done. So please send an authorization, and then we can send a lab order over to Elma for him to have those done monthly. And also, hypertension is currently slightly higher than goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.